This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
It was great to see the NHL back on ESPN last night as the league began its new season with a pair of games, including the debut of the expansion Seattle Kraken, who lost 4-3 in Vegas. There are five games on the schedule tonight, and Turner takes its turn on the national stage with a pair of games, the Rangers at the Capitals at 7:30, followed by the Blackhawks at the Avalanche at 10 p.m. Over on ESPN, Game 2 of the WNBA Finals between Chicago and Phoenix tips off at 9 p.m., with the Sky lead the series 1-0. And if neither of those options sound appealing, you can also watch the U.S. men's national team play a World Cup qualifying match versus Costa Rica at 7 p.m. on ESPN2, that match taking place in Columbus, Ohio. Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 13th, and this is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. Greetings from New York City as the CAA World Congress of Sports continues with another big day of sessions. NFL execs Reenie Anderson and Brian Rolapp get things started. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and ESPN President Jimmy Pitaro also take the stage on day two. But before you get started, make sure to watch highlights from day one as our Austin Karp and John Arand have a great recap video on sportsbusinessjournal.com. If you're a fan of baseball, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred delivered some promising news during his appearance at the CAA World Congress of Sports on Tuesday. Asked about the progress of a new labor deal, Manfred said, quote, "The most important thing is that we made a commitment with the MLBPA that we're going to have these negotiations be non-public, quiet, and professional. Both sides have lived up to that. We're meeting on a regular basis and have been, and the best I can tell you is that the owner's number one priority is to get a basic agreement done before the expiration in early December," unquote. Pushed on that, Manfred doubled down. "I'm a labor optimist. I always have been. I think we get a deal done before December. That would be great news." When NBA Commissioner Adam Silver took the stage, he led off with the expectation that the league could surpass $10 billion in revenue this season. Silver also said he sees an opportunity toward a more customized TV broadcast of NBA games, particularly to drive interest in young viewers. Other highlights from day one here in New York, MLS Commissioner Don Garber said the league's 30th team will be appointed or announced sometime in the next 12 months. As the WNBA celebrates its 25th season amid historic levels of growth, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said one league-wide goal is to tackle the undervaluation of women. Fanatics' Michael Rubin said he no longer has any interest in being an NFL owner, and NASCAR's Steve Phelps broke some news when he said that 2024 is the year when the sanctioning body will likely introduce some hybrid components to its seventh-generation race car. The Jacksonville City Council unanimously approved $114 million in taxpayer support for a Four Seasons hotel downtown. That advances Jaguars owner Shad Khan's four-year quest for the project. Khan and his Iguana Investments must spend at least $301 million in private financing for the five-star development that would contain about 176 hotel rooms, 25 luxury condos, and a six-story office building. One Team Partners, the group licensing agency that works with several professional players' associations, has joined forces with CLC to create a national platform for college athletes. One Team will use CLC's Compass technology as the mechanism where college athletes can opt into group licensing programs and share in the revenue from it. These co-branded licensing programs will utilize name, image, and likeness of college athletes along with their school marks and athletes from other schools and sports. Trading cards, video games, and jerseys are among the categories One Team and CLC expect to create licensing opportunities for. New Jersey Devils naming rights sponsor Prudential Financial will continue to have its logo branding on home and away helmets for the 2021-22 season. As part of the Devils Buy Black program, a black-owned business based in New Jersey will receive logo placement on the Devils' helmets for 13 select games this season. The donation of Prudential's logo placement to a Black-owned business is a first-of-its-kind initiative in the NHL. Companies can submit an application between today and October 29th. The Devils and Prudential, team's naming rights sponsor since 2007, will award the winning company in mid-November, and the first game with the company's branding on helmets will be December 8th when the Devils host the Philadelphia Flyers. We mentioned earlier that Game 2 of the WNBA Finals is tonight in Phoenix. Well, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said the league will pay for charter flights for the Chicago Sky and Phoenix Mercury to travel to Chicago between Games 2 and 3 of the WNBA Finals. Game 3 will be Friday night in Chicago, so there's just one travel day and the teams are going from the mountain to the central time zone. WNBA generally doesn't have charter travel because it is cost prohibitive, but Engelbert set a precedent in 2019, the year she took over as commissioner, saying that if teams had limited travel time between playoff games and had to cross time zones, they could charter. You shouldn't need a charter flight to find your way to the New York Marriott Marquis 1 week from today, on Wednesday, October 20th, for the 9th annual Game Changers Conference. Join us as we officially honor this impressive group of women and to hear from speakers representing the U.S. Soccer Federation, Just Women Sports, WWE, and CSM Sport and Entertainment, among many others. It's a day program for anyone committed to elevating and celebrating women in sports. Learn more about that program and all the other in-person SBJ events on our website. And look for highlights today from day two of the CAA World Congress of Sports on sportsbusinessjournal.com, and make sure to read our behind-the-scenes newsletter. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.